USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee announced that presidential candidate Donald Trump's trial in Fulton County, Georgia, will be televised. Trump's alleged election interference trial will be live-streamed on YouTube. McAfee wrote in a court order yesterday that using cell phone and laptops will not disrupt the administration of justice. Georgia law considers cameras inside the courtroom central to transparency. A Missouri judge has ruled an 84-year-old homeowner who shot a teenager, Ralph Yarl, after he mistakenly rang the doorbell at the wrong house, must stand trial. Andrew Lester's arraignment is scheduled for September 20th, following the preliminary hearing on the April 13th shooting in Kansas City, Missouri. The incident left Yarl hospitalized with injuries to his head and arm. Prosecutors are pushing a racial component to the case. Lester pleaded not guilty earlier this month to charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action, and says he was acting in self-defense. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, freezing up in the middle of public appearances, has two doctors making visual assessments as to why this is happening. Dr. Mark Siegel, a physician affiliated with New York University, suggested that the Republican senator was suffering from Parkinson's disease. Neurosurgeon Dr. Sanjay Gupta had a similar theory for McConnell's difficulties on CNN.
Seems to be something that is really ongoing. Someone who has a Parkinsonian-like condition, for example, whose medications are wearing off.
McConnell's people say he will visit the doctor on this issue. Justice Clarence Thomas reported three trips last year on private jets provided by Dallas billionaire Harlan Crow, including a week-long vacation to the real estate mogul's upstate New York estate, the first such trips Thomas has disclosed since joining the court in 1991. USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
The nation's airports are expected to see over 14 million people pass through them this Labor Day weekend.
The TSA is bracing for a high volume of travelers from the weekend through Wednesday. It's projected to be the busiest travel day with nearly 3 million people passing through security checkpoints. I'm Dave Collins.
New federal leases for wind turbines in the Gulf of Mexico are not attracting much interest from investors.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Two young men claiming to be 19-year-old Cuban nationals accused unspecified Russian scammers of using a fake construction job offer to deceive them into fighting in Ukraine. In a video that surfaced this week, the two added their request to be deported home have been met with threats of up to 30 years in prison. Journalist Juan Manuel Chao of the Miami-based America TV confirmed the authenticity of the young men's stories, identifying the two as Alex Diaz of Central Santa Clara and Andorf Garcia of Havana. Lance Pry, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.